All right, test 1, 2, 3. All right. All right, Everyday Health Hacker coming down in 3, 2, 1. Welcome, everybody, to the Everyday Health Hacker podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, along with this awesome lady, Dr.
Lisa
Liao. Oh,
you're so sweet. Glad to be back.
All right, Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at the Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas. If you're wondering what Sugar Land is, it's basically
Southwest
Houston. How's that?
There you go.
We like to be proud, though, and say we're in Sugar Land.
So that's cool. Right. We're in Sugar Land. All of us are sweet.
We're all sweet. There we go. And you're the one that doesn't like sugar. That's okay.
Hey, a piece of chocolate cake every now and then. It's not a bad thing. You have to live.
That's
it. You have to love life. It's all about it.
You know, you're right. You're right. And people, when you don't, you end up, you feel like...
Like you're missing something.
Yep, you absolutely are. Speaking of... You had surgery, and you've been a little tough. You've had a tough time,
yes,
girl.
I have. I'm back. Thank you all for the prayers and well wishes. It has been a journey. As many of you know, I have rheumatoid arthritis, and when COVID came about, I put off some surgery that was needed until I just couldn't handle it anymore. So I did that December 3rd. And like other patients, I actually had some complications. So those complications weren't fun. So today I kind of wanted to talk about how you navigate complications in the hospital, how you prepare, and what your family members and loved ones can do to help you through that and being an advocate when you can't have your own voice.
You know, you're exactly right. I had a friend that had and she's my age, but she had a colon rupture, and just like I did years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, and she was so weak, and so I said, go outside in the sunshine if you can. And you know what? That helped.
Yes.
And then
vitamin D is very powerful.
And get away from the hospital.
Yes, absolutely.
As
you want to get away from the hospital as fast as you can. I went in December 3rd. It was planned to be 2-3, at max 4 days. And, you know, with the sensitivities that many of us have and allergies to medications, we had a very well-written pain management, and you know, lo and behold, I actually am a specialist in that. So you can imagine how detailed myself and my husband were in talking to the three surgeons that were taking care of me. And unfortunately, some things didn't go as planned because the nursing staff didn't call the doctors when there were some complications. And I love my surgeons. They are awesome. They are truly rock stars. Whenever you guys need a referral, just give us a call, because we're here to be your resource. You can reach out to us on any of the social media platforms. Here in Texas and in the Houston Medical Center, the largest medical center in the world, we have a lot of vetted individuals. We also have them worldwide. So we're very privileged and honored to have an international practice, because we get to meet people all over the world and really get to help patients. Here at the office, we speak 7 languages. And having all of that still can be very scary when you're in the hospital by yourself, waking up from anesthesia, and things didn't go as planned. It's just things that happened, and you have to be mentally prepared for that. And we did. We had a plan of, here's what you do if X, Y, or Z does not work. And primary care physicians, as one especially, I encourage everyone, if they are going into the hospital or a loved one, get with your primary care physician, go through some scenarios of what ifs. It'll take away the anxiety, the concern, so that you have a plan of action. And the first plan of action is that if the nurses are not listening to you, or your loved ones that are advocating for you, because right now a lot of people cannot have a loved one in the hospital because of COVID. So you have to know who the nurses are, know who the nurse supervisor is. And if you are not getting the information a return of information back, there is a hospital administrator on call 24/7. So there's always somebody to reach out for. And remember that at the end of your hospital stay, you will receive a liaison call from that hospital. If it's not the right time to talk to them, say, call me back in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Put it on paper. You know, this is about being an advocate for patients and yourself to help others, so that they can have a story that is a good story and a fast recovery. So I'm still in recovery. I'm still getting there. Every day I'm getting stronger, and I'm using this time, since I'm not as active, to actually study some of the things I've been wanting to study. So again, it's just what you do all through COVID. We just pivot. And, you know, I appreciate all my patients with the reschedules, and I really appreciate the three doctors that were helping the Meridian team take care of our patient base. So I just want to say thank you.
You didn't get grateful. Much help because we've had people call you, and you're like, what are you doing? I'm laying in bed talking to my patients.
Because I could.
She didn't really take off.
Because you know? I could.
Because you could. And,
as long as
the
your
other
mind is alert.
I mean, doctors are the worst patients, as a general rule.
We are just hard on ourselves because we know the possibility. And when your mind is alert, as you know, specialize in pain management, I just believe of, I'm a believer, I do not like pain medication. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to prescribe it to the right person.
Right, sure.
And I'm also going to help people to get off of pain medication when they're ready. And if they're not ready, I'm going to encourage them and show them that it's possible. So I was very blessed that I could use a lot of different types of topicals, mm-hmm. stay in a certain position to where I wouldn't feel discomfort. And then when it was time for physical therapy, you know, it was just grin and bear it. And praise God, you know, my faith it has grown so much, and that's part of living, that's part of our journey, is growing our faith, because all the answers are there. And the wonderful team here at Meridian, you know, they truly are my family. They're my brothers and sisters, and they would just send little prayers, little emojis and icons to me to keep you encouraged and going forward. And if something was negative, I just had a little notebook, and I would put the negative, and I would put two positives next to it, because that's what I teach my patients to do. So if I don't do it, I wouldn't be a good doctor. So yeah. I have to walk the walk and have joy. And, you know, it's walking with a walker is surreal. So that is always interesting. You know, it was kind of, I want the walker with wheels, you know, so have a little race down with the other patients.
Motor,
you know, I know you do. I know you do. I'm sure your sons could really beef it up with some really good motor.
But I mean,
motor.
It's just, you know what your body's doing. Mm-hmm. You know how and it's kind of, in a way, it's good. I know that they talk about in medical school, they have the doctors go in and be a patient. And practice and do things like that. And until you really are a patient, and lately, you find out what can happen.
Yes. And it was very, it's not only surreal, but it also reminds you,
there you go.
Of what your patients are going
sure.
through. It's one of those things, you know, I have a very high tolerance for crying. I'm just not a crier, never really have been. But there are things that can get me a very emotional. And the treatment that I had there, I was emotional. It was 5 days that I hadn't eaten anything because of the type of surgery that I was having. A shout out to Berry Wise, which is a protein broth, bone broth. I mean, that truly saved me. Yeah. And oatmeal. When I could have oatmeal, I was just so joyous.
How much? Even Jell-O looked good, right?
Jell-O looked really good. And I have to say, from my last surgery 15 years ago, I said I'd never do it. I can make Jell-O very well. Any flavor you want, guys. So a shout out to Berry Wise and Jell-O, because they really got me through it, along with the friends and family, the love and the prayers.
Oh, I know. Pedialyte, all this stuff that, you know, you're like, but it's hard for some doctors, because there are doctors out there, you've gone through a lot.
Yes.
Okay? You've had the rheumatoid arthritis, you've been in the wheelchair, you've been heavy, and all this stuff. But there's a lot of people out there, doctors, that just haven't had any of those issues.
Yes.
They've been wonderful the whole way. So it's hard for them to relate, you know? It's like, having a knee replacement like I did, and the doctor's never had it, so he doesn't know exactly what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But I do.
Yes, and that's where I always share
it's
that,
a difference.
You know, the key for every person, whether you're a doctor, whatever journey, career that you have in life, the possibility of you being the light in the room is the most important walk in
sure.
life. So I had a physician that came in and said, you know, I'm so sorry, my colleague had to take my call because I had a family emergency. We all have family emergencies. However, it's very important to pass the information from doctor to doctor. It's very important for the doctor to communicate to the nursing staff and team exactly what is expected. And it's also very important for the nurses to respect the patient that's there, because they all we want is to have communication
right.
so that we know that there's a plan. You know, my plan is always, what day can I get out of here? However, when you are having medications, you're not able to wake up because of the surgery, you don't really have a voice for yourself.
It's a little tough. And there's nobody, like you said, they don't let anybody in. But it's the nurses. I mean, right now, they're just so busy. They're so tired. They're so.
And
some of them were
shout
still.
Shout out to Miss Evelyn because she was truly an angel. Yep. She was my angel through all of that.
And it's, you'll end up finding some of the nurses, it's just their job. But some of them really get involved.
Yes.
And, they, and that's, of course, that's why they're doing it. This is why you became a doctor. Mm-hmm. And you find that person or two persons, and you're like, you bond with them.
Yes.
And
they become your family because you don't have any family that's there. And that's why it's important for, you know, no matter what you're going through, got to have a good attitude.
Yes.
Because it makes it easier for them. You don't know what they were doing in the next room. They may have had some really difficult conversations. They may be saving that person's life. I was fortunate that mine wasn't life-threatening, but I had some times that it was, and I got into that situation. And fortunately, you know, God is not done with me yet, and I praise God for that. It is about having a plan. And so when you go in, when you are in pre-surgical, you need to ask questions.
Okay.
Starting from my pre-surgery, it was very different in COVID because I wasn't speaking to a doctor during pre-surgery. And usually my patients come in and see me before any of their surgeries, and we go through some what-ifs.
Right.
We go through the pain management. And I gladly,
you give them an outline.
I gladly share with them what to expect and that my call our office because 24/7 we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times where I've had patients call me at 3 o'clock in the morning because they're not getting the care that they needed while in the hospital. And I don't mind getting up out of bed and showing up and saying, you know, I'm not the friend, I'm their doctor. And where is the other doctor who's supposed to write this?
Right.
So it is, again, we're advocates for each other. And sometimes it's a matter of, you know, it's okay to fire a doctor. You know, it may not just be the right fit. It's a relationship. And
it's business.
It's
they're
business.
They're not going to take it personally. You may think it's a great person, you know, the guy or lady, and they're wonderful people, but it doesn't work with you. You're not communicating.
Correct.
And communication is it.
It
as
is.
As far as I'm concerned.
And if you are in the hospital and you've just had surgery and it's just becoming a not the right fit, and it may not be your surgeon, it may be the resident, it may be one of the colleagues that they have that are following, it is okay to speak your mind. Of course, be respectful, be the light in the room, and say, these are what my needs are. And if you can have a family member or your primary care advocate for you, make that phone call because they're there for you. And that's truly our passion. That's why we went into primary care.
But don't be mean about it.
Don't be ugly.
That's like pissing off your waiter. You know, you don't ever,
and
you know what I mean?
And you don't know what they can do to your food.
There you go. But so, and I know it's
kindness
just saying,
is important, and it goes a long way. Yep. So if you have questions on how to do that, number one, have a written plan. Number two, take some snacks with you to the hospital.
Right.
Take your favorite pillow, your favorite blanket, and some pictures that you have of your loved ones, because those are things that you can really focus on in some really hard times.
Yeah.
And if possible, if you can trade out with family members so that somebody is always there at your bedside, they can help to be your voice.
The nurses are they've got so many patients.
They
and
have.
So many things going on.
They
it's
have.
Hard for them, you know, to do that. And I understand that. But there are places you can, there are people you can talk to. The nurse
Correct.
Supervisor, the advocate at the hospital.
There's always an administrator who is
advocate.
Your advocate. And there is a liaison that's also there. Hmm. So don't hesitate to give them a call and to reach out. And again, if all you can do is hit the button and say, hey, I need help, you keep doing that button until you get the return that you need. That's why it's important to have a plan. And have, if possible, have an advocate stay with you, a family member, your spouse, an adult child that can handle those conversations. And also, it's great because they can run over to the nurse's station when you can't.
Yeah, absolutely. So, folks, if you have any questions, if you want to do anything, you know, talk to her, basically, info@everydayhealthhacker.com.
And I want to give a shout out to one of our new products.
This
is Modair.
Let's talk about
this. This is a wonderful mouthwash and toothpaste. And I wanted to offer them free to our viewers and our listeners. And the website that will have that link for a free product will be in our notes below. So
there
please subscribe. And we would just love to chat, hear your experiences, and what we can do to help.
Free stuff. Doesn't get much better than that.
We love that. Up until March.
Once again, folks, if you have any topics you want us to tackle, this lady's always available. info@everydayhealthhacker.com. And we're out of time. But it's been fun. We're going to do more, though.
It's been fun. We'll talk to you soon. God bless and have a fabulous week.
On behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute, our producer, Jack McCraw, and myself, I want to say thank you. Thank you for watching and listening and all this kind of stuff, because we really like it. Don't forget, website is everydayhealthhacker.com.
Meridian Medical Dental Healthcare, Meridian Health Institute. We are here to be your resource for all of your health needs.
So many ways to find us. Have a great week, folks.
Thank you and have a blessed one.